I got to know a lot more about Mexican culture with Jose. I wonder if he knows about Jesus.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Why don't you ask him? Are you ready for another Advent story today? I'm Zach, and welcome back to the Countdown to Christmas podcast. I've got another story to share with you, and after that, I get to talk to some kids just like you. You know, a lot of people have heard the Christmas story, you know, about Mary and Joseph, the wise men, and even about the baby Jesus. But even though they've heard the story, they don't really know Jesus because they haven't made him Lord and Savior of their life. One thing you can do this Christmas season is to make sure to tell your friends about Jesus. Not just the story about the baby in the manger, but about the man who died on the cross for all of their sins. 1 Peter 2:9 says, "But you are a chosen people, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." Our story today is called The Exchange Student. "That was a good play," said Jose, an exchange student from Mexico who was living with Ronan's family. They were returning home after attending a Christmas program at church. "I've heard a lot about the Bible, but I've never been to a pageant like that one." Ronan pointed. "Look, there are some carolers. They go from house to house singing Christmas songs. Do you have carolers in Mexico, Jose?" "No," said Jose. "But we do have what we call los peregrinos. Like Mary and Joseph, people go from house to house. They pretend to be looking for a place where they can stay. It's planned ahead so that the third one they stop at lets them in. There's a piñata ready for the children and hot drinks for the adults." "Sounds fun," said Ronan. "When we get home, I could show you pictures of that and other Christmas traditions we have," Jose said. Ronan nodded. "I'd like that." Later that night, Dad and Ronan wrapped gifts while Jose talked to his family in Mexico. "Do you like having Jose stay with us?" asked Dad. "Yeah, I do," Ronan answered. "We've studied Mexico at school, but learning that way isn't the same as knowing somebody who's from there. Having Jose live with us and listening to him explain what people were doing in the pictures he showed me is a better way to learn." Ronan fastened a bright red ribbon to a package. "If I had just read about Mexico but had never met Jose, I wouldn't know half as much about his culture as I do now." Dad put down his scissors and tape. "You know, it's the same with knowing Jesus, too. Just knowing things about the Bible is much different from having a personal relationship with Jesus and trusting him with every part of your life." "Yeah," Ronan said thoughtfully. "I think we should explain that to Jose. He seems to know quite a bit about the Bible, but we should make sure he understands why Jesus died and that he needs to know him personally." Ronan paused. "I'll try to talk to him some more about it when I get a chance." "That's a good idea," Dad said. "I'll do the same." So how about you? Knowing the Christmas story is good, but it's not enough. What do you think it means to know Jesus personally? What do you think, Brody?
For me, it means really talking to him and spending time with him, not just going to church and doing good stuff. You have to actually be basically friends with him.
That's good. Thanks for sharing. How about you, Nicholas? What do you think it means to know Jesus personally?
I think knowing Jesus personally means to believe in him, love him, take care of people, and read the Bible, and to love your family.
And what about you, Aubrey?
By accepting Jesus into your heart, by praying, talking to him, and reading the Bible, and listening to what he says.
So how about you? Do you know Jesus personally? Do you trust him as your Savior and Lord? Do you have some ideas on what it means to know Jesus? I would love to hear your ideas, and you can send them to me. Just get your parents' permission first, then go to keysforkids.net and tap on Open Mic in the menu. Studying the Bible is great, but just knowing Bible stories, facts, and verses is not enough. You need to understand that you're a sinner who is unable to earn your own salvation, and that Jesus died to pay the price for you to have eternal life. Trust him as your Savior. For more information about what it means to trust Jesus as your Savior, check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse today is Philippians 3:10.
I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead.
And our key thought for today, you can know Jesus personally. Do you want to follow along with the questions for each day's episode? Then ask your mom or dad to download this year's discussion guide. It has links for each day's episode if you want to read and listen online, as well as the questions to talk about with your own family. And if you'd like your voice to be heard, it'll even show you where you can record a voice message to send your answers to me on the podcast. So ask your mom and dad to go to keysforkids.net/countdown to download this year's discussion guide.